from Chris Ashmore.
Live coverage from day two of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, with the excellent Whistling Donkeys live at the rally closing party this Sunday night.
Yes, welcome back to service with Aidan Ray going into service here. Aidan, how's things going?
Hi, going good. Hey, we had a nice clean run that looked as well. We had a real good run over Knockalla there. So all good, everything's going perfect. Car's working well. Kieran's doing a perfect job in the notes. Everything's working together.
And great crowds out there.
Oh, brilliant crowds. Hey, it's great to see it. The stages are packed. Brilliant.
Great, and that's Aidan Ray in Group N, of course, going very well this afternoon. Huge crowds out there. Let's go down the line here. Colin Murphy and Don Montgomery. Colin Murphy, we're live on Highland Radio. How's things going for you at the moment?
Not too bad. We're having fun. We're trying to chase the man in front. He's going very well. We just came off Knockalla there. It was a lovely, lovely stage. And of course, you know, it's Donegal, so it's always great to be here.
So into service now, much to be done?
Take a look at our bank account and see how far more we can go. But no, it's just the routine stuff, check the brakes, tires, things like that, and just get it right and go again.
Great. We wish you the best of luck. So just to recap on the situation in the National, it's Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callaghan who are leading the way in the Darien. A lead of 4.9 seconds then of Damien Walsh and Mac Walsh. Then we have Gary McPhillips and James McNulty in third. And behind them we have Declan Gallagher and Josh McCarthy. And to recap, in the International Rally, Donna Kelly and Conor Foley leading by 21.5 seconds ahead of Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, the defending champions. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in third, and a great battle between Alistair Fisher and Sam Moffat, just 6 seconds dividing them back in fourth and fifth place as the cars continue to come in here at a service in Milford. And we'll just look down the list and see if we can get some more reaction. Bear with us as let's have a look, and passing us by, we'll go down now to Robert Thornhill and Aidan Kelly in a Peugeot 208, ninth overall in the National. They are having a good afternoon as we just go to them as they move up here. The car is beginning to come in thick and fast, and we'll just make sure we don't contribute to any delays in the cards being handed in. So this is Richard Turnbull. Richard, we just get a quick word with you. Live on Highland Radio, how is the Donegal Rally going for you?
Not too bad, yeah. We're getting a feeling for the car there, and only a second time out in it. So, yeah, getting the grips with it.
And the road's very dry. It makes for some great fast times.
Yes, it's very dry, clean roads and that. So just want to try and push as hard as we can. Yeah.
Great. We wish you the best of luck as he continues on. So that's the situation here as we are in service. I see Columba Hina there coming in as well. And we'll go back to you briefly. Join us again shortly for more coverage of the Jewel Donegal International Rally.